This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, the 11th day of June, 2014. And again, I'm going to be honest with you right now. For the first time ever in 19 years on air, watching the New World Order grow like a cancer, I have never been shell-shocked. I am officially struggling. Just like when you jump off a high dive for the first time when you're 6 years old and you're just suspended. It feels like in the air as you drop, and even though it takes 3 or 4 seconds, it feels like an hour. I don't even know what to say at this point about everything that's going on. It's so criminal. It's so evil. It's so obviously fraudulent. And it's leading towards disaster on every front, even for the establishment. And they are going full steam ahead. It's like madmen are driving the train. We're all tied up in the back. And they're about to run us off a cliff. And I don't have my handcuffs on. I'm not tied up, but I'm too little. I'm about an inch tall compared to the establishment that's about 7 feet tall and represents tens of millions of criminals working together. But the system's kind of blind because even though it has overall missions and greed and power as its main propulsion system, it is like a wild animal, to quote Richard Nixon, the power structure, that itself isn't even in control. And I'm not saying I'm powerless. I'm saying compared to the establishment, that's 7 feet tall, I'm an inch tall. That's pretty big. And I guess I do have a stinger on me, and I can cause a lot of problems. But there's hundreds of millions of us that are an inch tall, and if we all plant our stingers in the establishment, we might be able to get it to wake up before it runs off the edge of the cliff. Because I've studied history and I've seen empires do this before, but this time there's bioweapons and nuclear weapons and an elite that are disconnected from reality. Ladies and gentlemen, the word is out. It's published in Latin American newspapers. It's in the news today. Get to America, Obama, the savior, he's called the savior in the newspapers, will give you free money. And if you can get on an airplane, if you're an adult or a child, you're legalized. On the border, they have a few show arrests that the Border Patrol is allowed to engage in. The country is collapsing right now. There's the headline, Central American newspapers tout open U.S. door for illegals. And then even libertarian conservative media is going, could this be Obama on purpose trying to collapse the country? Could it be that it's a bad policy, you know, catch and release, and that that's encouraging them? I don't know. Could it be that grass is green, the sky is blue, ducks quack, and fly south in the winter? I mean, where is the critical thinking process? Anyone that cares about stability, that cares about your pension funds, that cares about a future and not having World War III, should be absolutely freaking out. People say, well, what do we do? Well, there's a lot of different things we can do, but listen, I'm not the only one around here that can think. The public literally is going to bars at night and watching basketball games and just is going along. There's like nobody at the wheel. It's asleep at the switch. I mean, we need to wake up out of the trance, folks. The globalists are moving on every front right now. And I can tell you, the bottom hadn't even fallen out yet. It's about to happen.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Rhythm Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jones here, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, coming to you worldwide on this Wednesday, 11th day of June, 2014, worldwide transmission. Coming to you from the InfoWars Center. It's all happening. And I've talked a lot about the quickening of the globalist takeover worldwide, stage revolutions, destabilizations, overthrows, turning Al-Qaeda loose worldwide, openly funding them with NATO and Pentagon funding, even with medium and heavy weapons. It's all hiding in plain view right now. I was watching CNN last night, and I knew that the Al-Qaeda group that they listed was the new super al-Qaeda, and they were describing it as that. And I knew they'd been given a base in western Iraq to launch attacks into Syria. I knew they'd attacked Fallujah and driven out the Iraqi military. And that now they've been given other cities. And CNN was saying, see, we need the NSA in to take your rights. Wolf Blitzer had a guest on in the Situation Room. Because al-Qaeda was taking Iraq over. And the truth is, the globalists are publicly funding al-Qaeda with Saudi Arabia to take over Iraq, at least large parts of the West and the South, against the Shiites in the South. And I went and looked it up again just to double-check my memory that it was hiding in plain view. These are armed by the Pentagon. I mean, I want to start the broadcast just with that today. That's how crazy land things have gotten. That our government for 3.5 years has been publicly funding al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and tried to have them overthrow the government of Egypt. Actual al-Qaeda, not just Muslim Brotherhood. Remember in the last year? Rocket attacks on military bases, attacks on the Suez Canal, attacks on supertankers, attacks on helicopters and bases. And I'm not endorsing the military, but they let Christians live in peace and Muslims live in peace and minority groups live in peace. The military got tired of it, threw the Muslim Brotherhood out, executed over 1,000 of them so far, and defeated them. And went on the news and said, why is the United States doing this to us? And then it turns out Obama's cousin Odinga out of Kenya is laundering the money. This came out in mainstream news in Europe, and World Net Daily covered it. And they're funding, they're actually funding the leaders of it in Egypt. And actually, I mean, I used to say, oh, yeah, Obama's a secret Muslim extremist, and like, ha-ha, he's CIA, that's ridiculous. But there's a globalist double cross here with Saudi Arabia, folks, where it's really true. And I've come to the realization that this really is the takedown of the West and of Christianity, and that's why all the rich Jews are leaving Israel. They're probably going to take Israel down. And I've not been on either side of the whole Israel-Palestinian deal. It's just all clicking now how diabolical all this is. I mean, this is beyond over the top. Beyond over the top. They're actually in the U.S. in public schools and Common Core and in all over Europe teaching Islam to the kids in the schools. And you see it. You see the curriculum. They're really doing it. And again, I'm not even attacking Islam. The globalists are putting radical Wahhabists in charge of the entire Islamic movement worldwide to, in a giant clash with the West, probably destroy them as well. And then you read Albert Pike wrote about it in 1877. The founder of the Ku Klux Klan. The head of the Illuminati. That's mainstream Encyclopedia Britannica, folks. Reality is so much weirder than... I mean, how do we beat globalists that are this smart and this evil? Lord Acton in 1920, you can read the Acton papers, they're online, said, we will destabilize Germany, we'll keep the regulations on them so high that they can't operate, and then we'll put a dictator in, give them the weapons to then bring down Europe, and then we'll defeat them. I mean, how do you beat a globalist operation when they fund and create al-Qaeda and protect them, but they're real fighters, they're real attackers, and then move them around to attack everybody, including us, and then take our rights away from us to protect us from the group they run? How do you defeat British intelligence who created Adolf Hitler? I mean, how do you go up against something that diabolical? And I'm not blaming the British overall. It's that model. How do you think a little country with a small population compared to others controlled half the real estate on the planet until they're going into the shadows at the end of World War II? They still run it. The elite that's there, the Transylvanian German / Rothschild elite. It's a Transylvanian / Bavarian / Viking hybrid super demon that won the wars against the Muslims and the Crusades. That's why they were so rich, and all the goods had to come through Transylvania, Romania. And then they came in as the new German elite, and then they went, when they got run out by the Catholic Church, the Knights Templars, they went to Scotland and England and set up shop there. And, I mean, it is just the same story over and over again. And then you've got the other power group with the Vatican, who wants the EU for themselves. I mean, there are different power blocks even in the West. You got the Russians and the Orthodox. You got the Chinese. You got the Japanese. And you got the Saudi Arabians sitting in the middle of it. I mean, this is just unbelievable. People want to go watch Game of Thrones because it's about empires and groups and subterfuge fighting with each other. The real Game of Thrones is going on in front of you right now. And the elite that run us here put cancer viruses in the vaccines and deadly ionized fluoride in the water to supercharge the other drugs they're adding to the water on record. I mean, that's beyond insane. And I'm here talking about it. And so the FBI and DHS, they like to go to different reporters or our contributors. So the word gets back to me to try to mess with me as a psyop. It doesn't really work the way they think it does. Or to create whatever setup they're into. They go around visiting people. We've got a guest coming up that got a visit from DHS yesterday. He's a TV actor and also well-known professional wrestler, Telly Blackwood. Remember when his video got 800,000 views in one day? The satire where they waterboard Piers Morgan and Michael Moore. Remember they shut that video down under request from Michael Moore? It said that when the video was taken down. Well, lawsuits were threatened, so YouTube restored it. Well, the DHS shows up asking him about me. And this happens to other people. They don't want me to talk about it, so I don't. But it's just, you know, a black sedan with two FBI agents follows you home at night. Or, you know, you're eating dinner and, you know, obvious special forces people come over and threaten you at your table. You know, and it's like, wow, you guys really are that evil. You really are traitors. You know, I mean, whatever. I'm not bad, so I'm not worried about whatever you do to me. I mean, I have a responsibility to stand up against you. It's not fun, and I don't particularly like that I have this job, but I've got to do it. Because the alternative is turning the entire world over to you. Telly Blackwood's not afraid of him. He told him, get off of his property. By the way, they walked in his house without a warrant. That's coming up. Now, let me give you the big news that's got me shell-shocked. And by shell-shocked, I don't even know how to get into this. I mean, it's happening. The nightmare is unfolding. The New York Times is reporting the White House is set within days to sign executive orders, and Obama is reportedly looking at an outright gun confiscation of semi-autos and of national registration. And then when there's another shooting, even though statistically honeybees kill more people than mass shooters every year, they're going to ban whatever else has been registered. It's the Chicago, New York model. And I've got audio of him saying it, endorsing the Australian gun confiscation, which took everything but single shot. First they registered, then they took everything but single shot a year later. It's here. It's there. And by the way, you look at that mass shooting they had in Australia, in Tasmania, totally staged. The Port Arthur massacre, totally staged. Totally. Total proof. And that's, even that polls in Australia, the majority think it was staged. Ladies and gentlemen, they're coming. This is it. And I don't want it to happen, but when they're already tested it in California and New York, they're SWAT teaming veterans and gun owners with no criminal records, saying your neighbor was concerned that they said you have guns, and they just take your guns. And then they have government psychiatrists that don't even see you or interview you and say you're mentally ill. No judge, no jury. And that's the headline a few months ago in Bloomberg was gun confiscation begins in California. And they're coming. With the armored vehicles, with the task forces, they have actuaries that they know a certain percentage of people are going to resist. You're going to be called terrorists. They're going to burn you down in your house. And then the civil war is going to start. I mean, and then, by the way, for the police and military, I mean, whoa. I mean, this is horrible. And by the way, they're all going to sit there at the White House, and George Soros is going to sit there and watch all this unfold and watch everybody kill each other laughing about it. I know I say this a lot because it clicked this morning why it freaks me out so bad. My grandfathers both almost died in the Army Air Corps fighting Hitler. And now a Nazi sympathizer who worked for the Nazis in Romania and other areas, George Soros is trying to overthrow the Second Amendment, free speech, and funding a movement that had the Liberty Movement arrested. They're now calling for that and saying we're terrorists. An actual Nazi sympathizer that my grandfathers fought is now coming after me. I cannot believe how bizarre this is. The injustice of this, the evil of these people.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners. Visit freecovertknife.com to see this covert knife in action and to claim yours free. It's the same knife you've seen in airline magazines for $29.95. But today, it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. Go to freecovertknife.com. Go now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7,000 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cult of tyranny. That's what you see when you look at Obama. Kurt Nemo did a great graphic on the front page of InfoWars.com that shows the seal of Homeland Security with an illegal climbing over barbed wire. They don't need to do that. You just get on a plane, get on the bus, give yourself to the Border Patrol, and they're not allowed to take you back over now. That's on record. You were brought in and then released. And if you can get here, you're basically legalized. It is by fiat, total amnesty, and advertising, come here to collapse the borders and create a humanitarian crisis. And we've got border sheriffs, the head of the Border Patrol Union, and others saying this is amnesty by fiat. This is like Hurricane Katrina. Border sheriff likens influx of illegal immigrants to Hurricane Katrina. And under Reagan, the Army floated a plan via Colonel North, who was a Marine, but that's who brought forward the plan, to set up a deal with Latin America to basically flood the United States and use the Southwestern crisis to bring in martial law. And that's called Rex 84. I mean, I can pull up the Iran-Contra hearings where there's hours of them on YouTube. Colonel North, at your time at the National Security Council, Congressman Jack Brooks asking, Democrat, is it true there were plans to suspend the Constitution and bring in martial law and put Americans in FEMA camps? And then Senator Inhofe goes, we will not touch upon that matter at this time. If you wish to, we will discuss it upon executive session. Said the Hawaiian. Those matters touch on a classified area. We won't discuss that at this time. I mean, all the planets are aligning right now for pure evil. I mean, I've told you that I feel the dread. I feel the concern. I see it. And now my spidey sense is just, oh, we now are talking to new recruits through Biggs' contacts and others. They're now telling new recruits in the Air Force and Army, you will be fighting Russians in Russia. And, of course, they always tell you, you're going to be fighting Vietnamese, boy, 2 years before the Gulf of Tonkin. You're going to be going to Vietnam, or you're going to be going to Iraq. They were telling them, you know, a year before Iraq. I mean, they're telling them you're going to fight the Russians. I mean, this is insane, ladies and gentlemen. Is Vladimir Putin trying to take my guns? No, George Soros and Obama are. And let me tell you, they got their chance to wreck this country. They're not going to want to miss out on it. They're going to make their move. And then the ultra-high treason. Kurt says U.S. Department of Homeland stupidity, and that's the view. You know, oh, they're dumb letting the illegals in. I'm not criticizing his piece. The folks that don't understand it are stupid in Homeland Security that just think they're inept. No, no, no. This isn't being done because they're stupid. It's what I started the show with. It's being done because it's the Department of Homeland Tyranny or Homeland Destruction. U.S. Department of Homeland Destruction. In fact, let's change stupidity to destruction. Up on Infowars.com with the great Kurt Nemo. I think he's probably one of the best graphics people we got, on top of a great writer and website designer. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we stand on the precipice. You know, I'm just here calmly saying, oh, Obama came out on CBS News and said we need to look at Australian-style gun confiscation. You know. And they're talking about, hey, let's have a war with the Russians. Yeah, that's another great idea. For no reason. George Soros bragged 2 weeks ago to the Associated Press that he's behind Ukraine, putting actual Nazis in charge. But there was such a backlash against that, they removed that guy that was appointed. And Obama kept calling it duly elected. Remember that? They finally did have an election. And even Belarus and others recognized it. And he is a guy that's liked by both sides. Maybe it's real. I don't know. He's not a Nazi. Our government wanted actual Heiling Hitler Nazis funded by George Soros. I mean, I really think Rod Serling is about to walk in here any moment, and I'm going to wake up from some 20-year dream I've been having, and this isn't real. I mean, who can come up with stuff like that? A Nazi collaborator who helped hunt down Jews and find their hiding places and sell them out wants my guns and my free speech and is financing the call for basically my arrest on national television? When we come back, we'll play the Obama clip, but it's up on Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, listen, folks. People that were Nazi collaborators hunting people down run our country. I mean, you can't make that up. Okay? I mean, that's how much trouble we're in, folks. They hate this country. They're destroying it. They're shutting it down right now, and it's on purpose.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is just a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a no born, it's a not born, it's a your step, but out of bed. It's wrong, what's wrong? I've already heard this song before.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live. And don't forget, all time Central, 7 o'clock. Weeknights, InfoWars, Nightly News. Find listings, intel, all the films, and more at PrisonPlanet.tv. We fight the construction of the prison planet with the InfoWar. Let me read you the headlines that are coming up at InfoWars.com. Fake conservatives terrified Cantor loss will embolden Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. Obama endorses Australian-style gun confiscation with video. This is red level, folks. It doesn't get any more ominous. Tea Party candidate topples House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. Another article on that by Kurt Nemo. Iraq would not have an Al-Qaeda problem if the state allowed citizens to be armed. And I would add, if the state didn't go along with the West that put al-Qaeda there to begin with. White House, Obama prepared to act unilaterally, again, using executive authority on guns, and says the model is Australia. Red level, that's gun confiscation. Illegal immigrants intentionally surrendering to Border Patrol to gain entry into the U.S. Border Patrol says Russia is doing it. Russia is actually abandoning the dollar. This is the purposeful destruction of our republic. The demoralization of the Border Patrol, the demoralization of the FBI, the demoralization of the CIA, the demoralization of the entire Americana. The demoralization of the role of men, of the role of women. When you study an enemy, they want to demoralize you. Look at what the globalists do. It is classic attack. And then we have all their memos and manuals on record saying their enemy is the family. Their enemy is good institutions. Their enemy is honor. Their enemy is due process. Their enemy is free market. A group of hedge fund owners and mega bankers like George Soros sworn to run our lives. And I want to be clear, I'm not saying George Soros is even a Nazi. He's beyond that. The Nazis had their ideology and were very wicked, but committed. He is a traitor to everyone. He's a mental patient who has a high IQ, who just sees everyone to be used, and that's how he wins. A total sociopath who has a psychopathic icing on top, a hatred for America, a hatred for freedom. It was the Serbs that saved Madeleine Albright and her father when they bombed their country with DU and put al-Qaeda in charge of a third of their nation. I'm not glorifying the Serbs. It was a war. They did some bad things, but the UN admits double the number of Serbs died in that decade-long NATO-run destabilization program that ended with the bombing of Belgrade. The UN admits double the Serbs were killed by the Croats and by the Muslims. I mean, they've been killing each other since the Crusades, folks. Old Crusade beefs. And our criminal government under Bill Clinton went and bombed them. And the leader, Slobodan Milosevic, who ended up getting killed in a UN prison before he could have a trial, came out and said, "Why are you doing this, Madeleine Albright? We saved you, you and your family, from the Nazis." And the Nazis invaded that area and killed hundreds of thousands. And they couldn't beat the Serbs completely. Forced in from Navarone's a fictional movie, but it's based on stuff that really went on in Serbia. I mean, that's what I mean. These people have no honor. They have no fealty. They don't even have a gang mentality. They're worse than that. They have nothing. They have nothing. This is who's going to run our society. People that want to wreck everything so they can rule it. Headline, Obama endorses Australian-style gun confiscation. President ignores dropping gun crime, applauds Australian gun confiscation. We've got the graphs and more. We're going to add some more graphs in the article because it's going viral. The FBI's own crime statistics, 52% drop in gun-related crime since 1992 through 2011. They released the numbers in 2013. And boy, did they sit on them. They sat on them for over a year when they already had them. Everybody knows that carjacking stopped in Dallas when they passed concealed carry within 1 year. Carjacking's happening every day. Everybody knows carjacking stopped in Austin that we're going on here every week. Now they happen maybe once a year when the concealed carry went in. Everybody knows they stopped in Florida and the muggings of women jogging stopped when there were a few cases of women shooting criminals with 25s or 22s they had in their fanny packs. Criminals are cowards. They want you disarmed. And Obama is a criminal. The globalists are criminals. They've disarmed everybody else but the Swiss and us. And they're coming, ladies and gentlemen. You know the person at Walmart that died? You never hear why they shot some random person at Walmart, the supposed Joker shooter? It looks like he's totally under mind control in the new video that we found online of him as the Joker that's up on InfoWars.com. It turns out it was a concealed carry person that began shooting at them and probably shot them. The narrative of them shooting themselves, who knows if that's true, because the message to police is, you will not talk about what really happened. The person that died was a CHL person that started firing on them. Bare minimum till the police could get there, and they weren't able to go on their killing spree to kill more people, if you believe the official story. But see how they control it? It's buried in the local paper and in the police reports that it was a CHL person that started firing on them when they began firing. A hero emerges from the horror of the Las Vegas shooting. GunSaveLives.com. The actions of this carrier may have allowed other shoppers to escape the area unharmed. And that's what the police have said. That's a police quote. How much you want to bet that this person winged them so they threw a fit and then ended up shooting themselves, even if they really were the shooters? And again, if you have people that stage Fast and Furious, blame the Second Amendment, CBS News, they would stage this. So if you've done it before, I mean, if somebody's your next-door neighbor and they're a three-time convicted rapist that just got out of jail after 25 years, and then somebody gets raped the next day after they move in, and the guy doing the raping was wearing a mask, who's the suspect? You know, if you say to your neighbor, your other neighbor, hey, I think that new guy might have been who raped Sally down the street. We ought to call the cops and have they questioned him? Your neighbor would say, yeah, you're right, we should call the police. Oh, but I come out and say, people that have been caught staging stuff before might be involved in this. Oh, my gosh, Alex Jones is unbowed. That's what MSNBC said. You know what? I am unbowed. That means undefeated. I don't care what you lecturing, ninny, nanny state fascist posing as liberals sit up there in your little studios with no audience. The only reason you're important is because you're reading White House talking points on record. So I take it serious. This is directly from the White House. And you notice Obama's going with the gun grab now off these shootings. You got a Democrat shooting people on Facebook, liking the Democrats, liking MSNBC, liking the Young Turks. I don't blame them for the murders of the spoiled brat Hunger Games guy, even if that was real. We don't know. Might have been. Fits the MO. Devil-worshipping Pib. Spoiled, rotten Pib. And I'm not knocking other people that dress black. I wear black all the time. I like black. Point is, it's a certain subtype. We're going to get to our guest here in a moment, who's going to be with us right up to the next hour, and I appreciate him being on hold. Before I go any further, though, I want to play this clip of Obama. I mean, this is such a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. And this is happening because they know the Tea Party is about to totally take over the entire Republican Party. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz could easily get elected president. And it's over. We will be able to right the country, fix it, get us back on a good financial course, cut taxes, get out of debt. We could save the country. And a lot of the elite aren't totally evil. They don't want to wreck the country. There are a lot of boss hogs and people that are corrupt, but they're not evil. They're not wanting to wreck things. It's the psychopathic globalists that hate America and hate our strength and hate Texas particularly. They admit that. They hate this state so much. It's an archetype. They want to destroy a symbol of male honor, of chivalry, of not being afraid. That's why they said they're going to take down Texas. That's the main Democratic goal. Because it's Texas that continues to oppose them. I mean, this is like living in a movie, folks. But it's real. House Majority Leader Cantor defeated in primary. In an upset, the Majority Leader, who works with Obama, has been soundly defeated by an unknown economics professor, David Bratt. Again, in every case, I'm 90%+, the incumbent Republicans are gone. Gone, 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 gone. Go play golf, you smug corporate lawyers that think you can BS your way out of this anymore. We're going to elect doctors and engineers and veterans and patriots and preachers to office. It's over. The restoration's coming. They may overturn the chessboard, start a civil war. You're going to lose that, too. Don't take our kindness and our reserve as weakness. We're doing everything we can to not let you have your civil war. Now, you know, thousands of articles a day saying I'm behind the shooting in Las Vegas, that I need to be shut down, that I need to be investigated, that I need to be looked at, that I'm to blame. MSNBC, CNN, all of it. Okay, they're coming after me. State-run media. Because they can take Alex Jones down, Drudge is next, WorldNet Daily's next, and then everybody else. And then the free speech. And then your bank account. Telly Blackwood. Telly Blackwood. I'm always saying Kelly Blackwood. I've interviewed him many times. Twitter.com/ I am Leatherface, the famous wrestler. One of the most famous wrestlers, say in the top 20 usually, that folks have grown up watching. And he's also been in a lot of TV movies and a lot of major films. He's a very successful actor in his own right. He's on with us, and I appreciate him coming on until 5 after next hour. He got a DHS visit where they walked right into his house, past his girlfriend, because he burned some toast, and the front door was up, and he was in the back door with his garden. He'll tell you the story. With two guys in black fatigues with their hands on their hips, with a big guy in a suit, asking him about Alex Jones and other things. And this has happened to other people, but they never want me to talk about it. And this is just meant to be a message to me. Well, I mean, I'm right here, FBI, Secret Service, ATF, State Police. I mean, you've been here before. All I'm doing is trying to not have a civil war and have freedom and not get cops killed. So I'm blamed because I want to stop the civil war that's going to kill hundreds of thousands of you and hundreds of thousands of citizens. Because I'm trying to stop it, I'm blamed with it. Anybody that listens to this show or anybody that spies on it knows the truth. And if you want to sign on with George Soros and the New World Order, go ahead. I've made my decision which side I'm on in history, and so is Telly Blackwood. Telly, thank you so much for coming on, sir, today. Tell us what happened to you yesterday, please, sir.
Greetings, the evil Dr. Jones. As of yesterday, waking up and enjoying my little morning in the garden out here, I was the most very smoky in the house. We had both doors open. And I guess at some point in time, probably around 9:30, two men with fatigues and that bigger guy in the suit came to the door and asked my girlfriend to sit on the couch there. Is Telly Blackwood here? And she has said yes, but it was really easy to see me through the back door there from the front, sit on the ground there, digging. And they pretty much just invited themselves in right away, and she didn't say, yeah, come on in. She just said yes, kind of looked back where I was.
And you were engaging in a primitive, pro-human activity of agriculture. That probably freaked them out right there, because that's a sign of, gardening is a sign of, I'm serious, it's a sign of evil to them. Go ahead.
It's all organic, too, so
I'll
probably melt them. Oh, yes, that's a crime. Anyways, they make their way back out here, and I'm kind of, my back's turned to the door, and I'm not really expecting this, and all of a sudden I turn back, and there's three guys right behind me, so, and my big old self.
And Kelly, speak up a little bit. Speak up a little.
Okay. I hop back as soon as I notice these guys come up behind me, and he immediately flips out a badge real quick. I see it's the DHS, symbol, whatever. He does it real fast and flips it. He is all on Mr. Blackwood. That's the questions for you.
I would say, what's your name? Let me have your card. Where's your warrant? What are you doing in my house? I'm not saying you're wrong. I understand they snuck up on you. That's why they do that.
Yeah. Then the thing is, questions for you. You currently own any firearms and are any kind of antidepressant drugs, and your name is Xanax and a couple other things. So I'm just sitting here like, what the hell are these guys? What is this? And then he's all, so instead of answering those questions, I just asked them simply, my question for you, do you have a warrant or a reason why you're here? And I'm just kind of totally confused, and he started blurring out some kind of code with a number and a letter at the end of it, and I have a right to investigate and talk to you and be here, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, they have a right to come knocking your door and try to talk to you. You have no responsibility to talk to them.
Yeah, well.
But he should not have walked into your house. I would file a trespass complaint on record.
So I asked him, well, do you have a warrant or just, who let you in? Then he just kept mumbling, and he went ahead and ignored my question and asked me, what is your affiliation with Alex Jones? And he named a couple other names real fast. I think the third name was Lewis or something like that. I didn't recognize any of the names. So I said, well, I'm a filmmaker. I do little things with him here and there. I'm a patriot. I mirror, their articles, and I'm into real journalism. That was pretty much it. And, at that time, my girlfriend poked her head out the door, and I told him, you guys got to leave, and this is the end of it, And they pretty much told her, soon as I said, record them, they probably stole her pointer. You cannot record us.
By the way, on your own property, total First Amendment. And if it's in public, you can film. So they try to tell her, don't film us.
Oh, you know there's no such thing as the First Amendment, Alex. But anyways, so I told her, yes, film anyway. It's a private property. And so immediately right then, she was already kind of shaken up, like, what in the world is going on here? So right then, he just kind of looked at us. We'll be watching you, Mr. Blackwood. Then they walk out with these two big snarling thugs in fatigues. And so then they kind of stormed their way out. And I'm just, I kind of heard a feeling. I just try to run in and get the GoPro cam and run out there and try to get a shot as they leave. But I was just couldn't make out there fast enough.
They're these guys are dressed up to play army, and they really want a war with us. I don't know. They show up with two guys in black fatigues. I'm just going to start laughing at them. I'm like, give me a break, man.
I honestly thought
go join the army and find Al Qaeda that works for you. Literally. These people work for a government that runs Al Qaeda. This is not our government. This is a group of collaborators, even if they're not bad people. They work for an occupational, literal Vichy French operation.
I'm just really, it's really confusing and really scary that they would just, come in and do what they did.
Well, stay there, Telly Blackwood. I want to hear from you, actor, professional wrestler, and journalist, about this statement about we're watching you. Yeah, we know we're not in a free country.
This hour of GCN programming proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. You're aware of cell phone and wireless health and privacy concerns, right? BlockItPocket.com's the source for all your wireless health and privacy answers. BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The best refuel stoves on the market for disasters and survival are Silverfire. Its CleanCook stove technology allows you to pasteurize emergency drinking water, cook a meal, or sanitize your cookware with just twigs. A U.S. veteran-owned company, Silverfire's mission is emergency and recreation cooking products. Made of quality stainless steel, Silverfire's wide line of indoor and outdoor models range from solo backpack models to large family units. Cook cleanly and for free. Get yours today at silverfire.us. That's silverfire.us.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
We got Telly Blackwood, who's been a professional wrestler, Hollywood, TV actor. He's going full-time journalist now for his family. He was just telling me during the break for his son, I think he was saying. So that's what it comes down to, is just dropping everything to fight tyranny. And you can And that's what it takes. You see the long list of TV shows he's been on, movies, you name it. Very successful guy. Dropping it all, he just told me, to fight the New World Order, because that's all there is. There's no future if these people win. They're going to shut everything down. That's their goal. It's called Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven. The food babe's popping in with a really exciting new initiative to try to clean up the food supply. And we have a famous comic book writer who's featuring some of my work, and Annette Drudge carried it last week, and she writes about the archetype of the Joker. Why is it associated with so many senseless killings? It ties into all this and more. But before I go any further, we already have the lowest price on the best gravity-fed filters that cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride, and hundreds of other compounds at InfoWarsStore.com. We're the biggest dealer in the world. We have the lowest price, 10% off promo code WATER, the entire ProPure family of stainless steel filters and their plastic BPA-free pitchers. Well, now you get 10% off, which is huge. It's already the lowest price, and a free $29.95 value stand for all of the units. Okay, folks, so you can get the ProPure stainless steel stand free with all the units when you order it, normally $29.95. That special is now running at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And that purchase helps you get high-quality filtration system and support. Just totally committed information warfare kamikaze journalist. I mean that peaceful kamikaze. We are just going in. We're not stopping. We're committed. Balls to the walls. We're not stopping. This is it. We're committed. We're going all the way. It's done. It feels good. Dauntless, he lifted the slug horn to his lips in blue. Child Roland, the Dark Tower came. I want to read one more piece of poetry, and then we're going to go back to our guest. But you can also get the InfoWars Life Survival Shield, Super X2 Nascent Iodine, or the Classic Nascent Iodine Survival Shield, both proprietary. It's done amazing things for me and my stamina, my vitality. It's unbelievably good. There's no other iodine like these two iodine systems that we have. InfoWarsLife.com. See which one is best for you. Or 888-253-3139. Nobody's got it from the Deep Earth Crystals like we do. Find out why that's so important at InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, you can also check out other great supplements at InfoWarsHealth.com. Evictus, out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. If the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Because that's what MSNBC said, is I'm unbowed, that's right, until the end. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. William Ernest Henley. Go ahead, take us out to break. Tell us about your new journalistic endeavors. And one more, I mean, what was it like when they looked at you and said, we're watching you? Well, you know what? We're watching you in Fast and Furious. We're watching you legalize all the illegals. We're watching you attack Russia for no reason. We're watching you commit crimes, buddy. We're not the bad guys. Stop making us feel like we're guilty and that you're the good guy. You're the bad guy. Go ahead, Kelly.
Well, when he said that, you know, it wasn't the first time I've heard that before, so it wasn't that much of a shocker. I mean, they're watching me. Yeah, okay, so you're really, you guys really have no lives. Other things you could be doing. But yeah, we're watching them too. I don't think they realize that. I don't know. I mean,
now you describe these guys in black commando outfits with their hands. You said they were snarling at you. I want to hear about that and the new media endeavors you're involved with. Straight ahead, you'll have the floor. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency
potency, Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.